Pesachim, Perkei Mishnah Tes. Ketzat Tolan Umafshitin. How would they hang the carbon Pesach? Umafshitin, and it's to flay its skin, its hide. Unkliyos shel barzel hayakvum beksolim uvamudim. So they used to have hooks of iron that were affixed to the walls or to pillars. They used to have in the little slaughterhouses in the Azara, they used to have these little pillars that had little hooks on them. Shebehen tolenu mafshitin, that on these hooks they would suspend, they would hang the carbon, the animal, umafshitin, and they would flay its skin. V'chol misha ein lo makom lislo sulahafshit, and whoever did not have any place, there were no hooks left, they were all taken up. Maklus dakim chalokim hayusham, they had little sticks that were smooth and thin. Umaniach al kesefu v'al kesef chaveru, and they would place these sticks on your own shoulder. You'd place it on your own shoulder and on your friend's shoulder. V'sola umafshit, and you would rest the animal on top of the stick that was on your shoulder. So the animal would be on the stick that was being held up by the two guys' shoulders, and then you would flay the skin off the animal like that. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Arbasa Shecholios b'Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer says when the 14th came out on Shabbos, Maniach yado al kesef chavero, v'yad chavero al kesefo. The Seila Umafshit. Rebbe Eliezer says that we did not use sticks because sticks are muktza, even the ones allowed to mamash shecht on Shabbos, Karban Pesach. Nevertheless, because it can be done in a different way, and because these sticks are muktza and you can do it in a different way, you're supposed to do it in a different way on Shabbos. And what was the way to do it? Rebbe Eliezer says that you'd put one hand on your friend's opposite shoulder, so that would be your left hand. Most people are righties, so your left hand would go on your friend's right shoulder, and his left hand would go on your right shoulder. And then each of these guys, every person had their right arm that was free. And with their right arm, they would flay the animal that was resting on their two other arms. So their left arms were holding the animal up on top of them, and they would flay the skin with their right hands. Now the Chum didn't agree with this. This is only Rebbe Eliezer Shita. The Chum were more makel than Rebbe Eliezer, and they said, Ein shvus b'miktosh, and since this is the tzarech, the carbon, we allowed you to do the shvus of muksa, so you're allowed to use sticks. Rebbe Eliezer disagreed.